Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Samantha Sabo, and I'm from Arizona. I'm from the Prevention Research Center at the University of Arizona. It's really nice to be here, so good morning. I have nothing to disclose, except that I am a big advocate of community health workers, so I will tell you that. And I'll be talking to you today about provider perspectives on the impact of community health workers in the primary care setting, which is really exciting for us. We at the Prevention Research Center are really working closely with our state health department and other stakeholders throughout the state to try and understand from various perspectives how to move the workforce forward. So that's really what some of these data were generated around. We're doing multiple white papers from various perspectives on the impact of CHWs in the state of Arizona, specifically related to primary care and that integration that Leslie was bringing up, and these opportunities that exist to do that through the Affordable Care Act. And so this is kind of a project that this is ongoing. So as most of you know, the Affordable Care Act mentioned community health workers 32 times in that legislation and really outlined that they were members of the healthcare team and provided several mechanisms throughout the agencies to support the workforce, train the workforce, and in fact, I'll be talking later about opportunities to financially support the workforce. We're trying to not use the word reimbursement anymore. As we're moving towards this value-based system, it's really about integration and financial sustainability of community health workers within the system. So the law cites that they are effective in improving health outcomes and part of the healthcare team, and funding agencies who train healthcare team members, including CHWs, as I mentioned. So the CDC is part of that. The role in primary care that was outlined for CHWs within the Affordable Care Act are these things that Leslie often mentioned, which is serving as that liaison, providing that culturally and linguistic appropriate health, serving as an advocate, referral, follow-up, coordination of care. So these are all of those roles that community health workers can play in the primary care setting. The big change that has opened the floodgates for states is the CMS ruling, and I'm not sure if anyone is familiar with this ruling from CMS, which really changed. It's a game changer, basically. So in 2014, CMS issued a new rule that actually allows for the reimbursement of unlicensed health professionals to do preventative care. So these are folks that could include CHWs among many other unlicensed health professionals to be actually accessing their services to become billable. So states saw the writing on the wall, and they have been moving very quickly to standardize the workforce and create opportunities for certification and credentialing to prepare to take advantage of some of these policy opportunities for financing and integration. And so as you can see from this map, several states have actual legislation on the books which certify the workforce, and behind that is a scope of work, a definition of scope of work, and standardized training mechanisms. Others are pending legislation, and others have really no movement. The blue states are those that do not require legislation but have moved forward in terms of creating some type of a voluntary certification system and training system, but didn't require legislation. In our state, in Arizona, we were clearly told that we will require a certification, and that would have to go through our state legislature. So in the state of Arizona, and this is very quick because I want to get to our survey, we have a rather large, we estimate that there's about 800 community health workers in the state of Arizona. They have a range of experiences. Most are women, and this is from a survey that actually the Prevention Research Center did in the state. We are ongoing doing workforce enumeration studies throughout the state, and this is the most recent. They range, their pay ranges between $10,000 and $35,000 a year. And I think that's all I want to say about that slide, so I can get to the meat of it. So like I said, we work with a large, broad-based coalition of stakeholders to try and advance the workforce in our state in coordination with our state health department. And so we found that we know nothing about what providers think about the impact of CHWs in the clinical setting. So we set out to do that type of survey. And so we were out to understand the perspectives on the impact, integration, and barriers for integration of CHWs within primary care. And we were talking to licensed providers. We wanted to talk with people that had a license. And we were drawing from surveys that had been done. I'm very involved in the CHW section through APHA and therefore have access to incredible partners throughout this country and worked with those states, Massachusetts, Texas, and Wisconsin, in terms of to develop that survey. So this was a cross-sectional anonymous online survey. It was 2 minutes because I was told by providers that they do not have time to take. This was a two-minute wham-bam survey. It was awesome. So we got 364 providers to participate, which was incredible. I can't even believe that happened because I thought there would be like five. And about 70% of those were folks that were directly involved with CHWs, and about a third were those that knew about them but weren't very involved. So what we were trying to do is we were doing two things, right? We were trying to assess impact, but we were also trying to understand how people thought health providers would like to work with them if they had that opportunity. And so they represented diverse clinical settings, federally qualified community health centers, Indian Health Service, and CMOs, and things like that. So like I said, participant recruitment, this was through a workforce coalition. So I highly recommend, if you're in a state that's really new to CHWs, that you work with your state health department and all of those folks that have skin in the game, right? The federally qualified community health centers, the health plans in our state, these folks are in it and need to figure out how to leverage our resources. So I'm not going to do too much on there. Just so you know, there was about 40% were physicians. So this is kind of the breakdown between those that are involved and those that are not involved, which is a great thing. We want provider voice, and so we're happy to see that. And the breakdown is around federally qualified community health centers. About 88% of the providers that took the survey were from FQs, CHCs, and another, 30% were representative of Indian Health Service. This is very important because in the state of Arizona, there are 22 sovereign nations, and we really need, and they employ a lot of CHRs, their CHR programs, in each of those 22, each of those 22 tribes. So we would like to know how they're working, and another 30%. So it's a really nice distribution between group and solo practice and managed care organizations. So we really got to see the gamut of what was going on. Quickly, just so the take-home message is providers love CHW. So this is data from those that work directly with them and the impact of that. So this drops down to about 228 providers, which isn't bad. So more than almost 70% found that CHWs have contributed to better managed care of chronic disease, maintaining regular care. Their patients are showing up for scheduled appointments. They're following the recommendations. The issue around good birth outcomes, which is where the evidence really lies for CHWs, it's not that they don't think that they're having an impact. They just didn't know, so they weren't very clear. So when you see this other half, it's not that they're saying no. The other 30% are just don't really, they're unsure of the evidence. Provider perspectives on impact on high cost and high risk patients. So basically no less than 50% of providers thought that they were contributing to the reduction in cost of care, improved health outcomes, and prevention of high risk or high cost health conditions among this population, which is wonderful. So this is an estimation or a proxy for understanding return on investment and cost savings in the use of community health workers within the primary care setting. We looked at impact on provider time. We know they don't have any time. So how did community health workers save providers time in arranging appointments? They save time in social service referrals, in patient and disease and education on disease management, in educating patients on health promotion, and then also on child health birth. We have a lot to do around this birth outcome stuff. So the evidence is so clear, which is so interesting, that providers might not really, they're kind of unsure. It might be because of the clinical setting that we were surveying as well. So integration, there were several issues related to integration. They're integrated in the following ways. About 70% regularly receive patient referrals or assignments from a primary care staff member. About 40% regularly meet with primary care, and about half are providing interpreting services. And so this was surprising because we didn't really think, and I'd like to go into this a little bit more qualitatively to really understand what does the integration look like, because 70% that are having regular meetings, that's surprising, and it's it's amazing and wonderful, and I hope it's happening, but I'd like to kind of delve in a little bit deeper. So some of the other issues is providers suggested that CHW integration with primary care, that they have more available to meet patients' needs in the clinic. And so these are some of the quotes that we're able to collect from the various physicians in Indian Health Service and also the FQHCs. CHWs is part of our, she's a part of our interdisciplinary team managing a subpopulation of high acuity adult patients with our family practice. She is a great asset to our team, and I would like to see CHW services available to our whole population. So what's happening a lot, especially in the health plans, is they are targeting very specific or high utilizers, right? So you hear the hot spotters. So that's a lot of where health plans are testing the use of community health centers. We're in FQCHCs, and in FQCHCs, you have more of an integration use of CHWs, and that could be because of the nature of FQCHCs. But health plans are really testing them among those high utilizers. The biggest barrier to integration is lack of ability to bill the insurer. So far less is about value of the CHW, but it's really about billing. It's really about figuring out ways to finance the use of community health workers. Barriers, 74% of providers would be more likely to utilize if they could find a reimbursable mechanism, such as that CMS rule, which that is up to the states, right? So each state is figuring out how to operationalize the reimbursement for community health workers in their state. And Arizona is slowly but surely moving along in that direction. So reimbursement for CHWs would allow us to increase the use of CHWs in the primary care setting. Am I good? Okay, I'm going. So CHWs have impact on patients and health systems. So this is just in summary of the evidence. And I wanted to make sure that if you need this presentation, we've summarized the evidence in terms of the impact of community health workers, not only on health outcomes, but also on costs. So we've pulled together a really nice lit review that was started in Minnesota. So these are just some of the data, some of the scientific evidence related to CHWs are increasingly recognized for their value in improving the efficacy of care. The well-functioning multidisciplinary care teams that include a CHW have been known or shown to improve and contribute to these new models of care, patient-centered medical home and accountable care organizations, community health teams. So these new kind of era of the ways that we're doing medicine, community health workers have been shown to contribute to those teams. CHWs are well positioned to support coordinated care. So coordinated care, that's also where health plans are really seeing that, especially among high utilizers that are in and out of the emergency department. How can we coordinate that care and close that loop and keep people out of the system? and as we mentioned, the Affordable Care Act has opened several mechanisms for which to train the workforce and to has provided that guidance in terms of how to integrate them and potentially pay for them. The cost of effective literature, their cost-effective CHWs, this is just some of them. They've been shown to improve clinical indicators, lower risk factors in chronic disease and mental health, reduction of emergency department visits, reductions in cost overall, and we can look at that we've shown, or that some studies have shown up to $6 in terms of a return on investment. In the state of Arizona, we've been calculating some of our work, and we're seeing about a $3.37 return on investment when use community health workers. And in sum, 90% of providers reported that CHWs have had a positive impact on patient care, and no less than 70 reported that as a result of working with a CHW, their patients are more likely to do all the things they want them to do. And no less than half of providers said that CHWs save them time in doing all kinds of different things, which really allows that provider to practice at the top of their profession and allows the community health worker to do what she is very good at, and that is, as we heard yesterday in the CHW section, they are the missing link. And I think that is so perfect. They are the missing link that gets people access to the services, the referrals, and the education that they might need to be able to take care of themselves. So we just wanted to acknowledge all of those providers that gave us 2 minutes. Thank you for your 2 minutes, because this is really powerful. To be able to say what providers think about CHWs is really has been a real strong piece of our base of our talking pieces that we use with our state. So it's wonderful. And those are all the references. So if you ever get this presentation, you'll have them all there. So thank you very much.
Good job.